You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
A bump in the night, your heart fills with dread. Probably a murderer who wants you dead. It could be a ghost, a demon, or worse. Perhaps you're the victim of a witch's curse. It's hopeless, you're doomed, you'd call a priest if you could. You'd rather just listen to who? Sinisterhood.
I'm gonna kill you.
It's a Freaky Friday that is. I love these stories. They always run the gamut. We've always got something for every experience is represented.
All the boxes get ticked for whatever might be the thing that you're really interested in. I told you the other night, it was midnight, and I said, I'm just going to read through some stories and get this prepped. An hour and a half later, I was riveted.
Sucked in.
I was like, you know what? I'm doing all of it. And I've tagged things for next week's too. Because
I know,
couldn't
I was like,
stop reading them.
I told you, I was like, I'm going to jump on there and read some. You're like, I've read through tons of them. You're like, we got him for the next few weeks. I was like, oh, okay then. All right.
They're so interesting. Because like you said, it's not just paranormal or not just true crime. It's like all sorts of different stuff. And then this week, we got a funny one.
Oh, yeah.
Funny one. So
wait for it.
I laughed out loud and then I laughed out loud again thinking about you reading it. So, well, we got some good ones for you. Everyone's really enjoying this segment. Thank you, everyone that's contributed your stories. If you have one, go to sinisterhood.com/freakyfriday, and all submissions are what's the word I'm looking for?
Considered?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, pro tip, better way to get yours in, length.
Oh, yeah.
We like some length to it.
Yes.
If it's just a couple sentences, while it might be very interesting and creepy, we got to have a little more detail. So,
you're have an inquisitive mind. And so mm-hmm. if there's not enough detail, you're like, I have so many questions.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah. So give us the deets. All right. Well, I'm Christy.
I'm Heather.
And let's get into it. This first one is from Marley. And this is seniors predicting their deaths. I'm not sure if this exactly fits with Freaky Friday, but it's a phenomenon that has fascinated me ever since I started my career. I work in senior living memory care, independent living, skilled nursing, etc., and I am probably the least spiritual person ever. I'm an atheist and I don't believe in ghosts. Nurses and experienced senior living staff would tell me stories about how some seniors just know when they're going to pass, but I never quite believed it until I saw it firsthand. One experience I had was a resident who was in her late 90s and passed away at the hospital. She didn't have any dementia, and while in the hospital, her closest family member came to visit. After she passed, he told us the story of how when he went to visit her, she told him, "Well, I tried to die last week, but I just couldn't fall asleep." He told us how he had sat and chatted with her for a couple of hours before she looked at him and said, "Well, I think it's time. I don't want you to be sad. I'm not scared." She asked her nurse for some morphine, closed her eyes, and passed away. Another resident I had took a bad fall down some stairs. She had mid to late stage dementia, but after her fall, was more lucid than any of us had ever seen her. She looked at the nurse and told her, "I'm gonna die next week. Please call my children and tell them to bury me next to my husband." The nurse was experienced in working with seniors and took this seriously and called this resident's family around the country and advised them to come visit while they had the chance. Sure enough, she passed the next week. It's also a well-known phenomenon that some seniors with dementia will see close family members who are deceased in their final weeks. They'll tell us their brother is visiting or their mother is sitting in a chair in the room talking with them. I don't know what this means for my own spirituality and belief in the supernatural, but I find it very reassuring, in a way, to know that some of the seniors I cared for were able to decide for themselves when they wanted to go.
Wow.
Yeah, I really liked this.
Mm-hmm.
We had to put one of our dogs to sleep last month, and when we were making the decision with the vet, she said something that really stuck with me, and that was, in veterinary medicine, we have the gift of allowing our loved ones to pass with dignity mm-hmm. and to prevent them from suffering anymore or being in pain, because there was not going to be anything that was going to make him better. He mm-hmm. His eyeball had ruptured. It was a whole thing. He was very old and sick. So rather than just wait it out, we were able to, like, let him end his suffering. For me personally, I think there's something to be said if we extended that just beyond our pets. And so when somebody kind of makes that call for themselves, like, I've done what I need to do here. I feel like my time has come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
So while I am still lucid and happy and content, I'm going to peace out.
Yeah, I'm going to just go to sleep. Mm-hmm. All these sounded very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
I also appreciate that the nurse that was experienced in working with older adults took it seriously mm-hmm. because I think you definitely see a lack of respect with patients with dementia that would say something like that, or say, "Oh, my mom's visiting or my brother's visiting," and have people roll their eyes and say, "Yeah, right, they have dementia. They don't know what's going on," mm-hmm. rather than recognizing someone still has personhood despite any maladies that they're suffering and saying, I'm going to take this seriously. Mm-hmm. Worst case scenario, she gets a bunch of visitors.
Right.
But, yeah. I mean, what happened? Yeah, and for her, at least, it sounded like she was, like, ready and was like, mm-hmm. let everybody know. And there is also something to be said about, like you mentioned, having that feeling of, I'm done here. Mm-hmm. I've done what I can do, and I'm good to go. Yeah. So that is a fascinating phenomenon, especially the visitors towards the end. It makes you feel a little bit more, you know, relaxed, like maybe something... It's not so bad. There's some sort of passageway, and there's people there to shepherd you.
There's a documentary called, I believe it's called How to Die in Oregon, because Oregon is one of the few states that has legalized physician-assisted dying. I haven't been able to watch the documentary. It's been out for years because I'm never in the right headspace to do so, but mm-hmm. I think it's there's something really beautiful about that, especially if you're suffering from a terminal illness and you're like, this just isn't for me anymore. I know that I'm just going to deteriorate, and rather than suffer and have my family watch me suffer, I'm going to go out on top.
There was a recent memoir about a woman whose husband was diagnosed with early onset dementia, and he made the same choice, and it was a very fascinating... The excerpts of her memoir are published in The New Yorker, and it was fascinating because it was a dementia-related illness that they went to, I believe, Switzerland, but there was a window wherein he couldn't be too ill because then you lose the capacity to agree to that after a certain point. And so it was like a straight, she talked about, and he said, I love you, and I want you to go on. I want you to write about this and tell people our story. And she discussed how it was a strange thing to be. He was not so progressed in his illness that he couldn't still recognize her, but he knew that was coming and making that choice. It was very fascinating. And of course, heart-wrenching.
Heartbreaking.
And,
yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. It's on, I don't know. I mean, until you're in it, you don't know, but I hope that she was able to maybe have more closure, because when he was lucid, they could still discuss it and kind of have like finality before he passed, as opposed to you just watch them deteriorate and then they can't even recognize you. And then, you know, I mean, that's harder on the people around you, arguably. So it is, it's controversial. It's fascinating. It's heartbreaking. There's also something beautiful about it, in my opinion. So thank you, Marley, for sharing that with us.
And the book is called In Love, and the author is Amy Bloom.
Okay, I'll have to read them.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Well, this next one is from Dee Dee, and this is called Chatting During an Execution. Hi, ladies. Love the pod. And as a former DFW resident, it's fun to hear y'all talk about D-Town. My story takes place in Boston during the early 90s, and that city wasn't immune to drug violence, even in the nicer neighborhoods like ours. We lived in a small, overpriced condo in the Brighton section of the city. Our condo was between Boston University and Boston College, so we were used to having lots of noise, especially at night. The apartment building across the street always had a steady stream of people coming and going. Students mainly, but other various characters rented. There were a few families with little kids, but it was mostly singles and couples. Some of them favored sitting on the front stairs, working on their cars in the driveway, and even peeing on their building. Yes, the building was the scourge of the block. Occasionally, I'd see cars pull up to the building, and various people run in and out. One afternoon, a very fancy car pulled up, and two burly men got out and stood by the car. Then a young woman and a young man got out and went into the building. One of the big guys stayed near the front door. They only stayed a few minutes, then left. It was suspicious, even for that dump. Being the city, we didn't know too many people from the other buildings, but I'd managed to meet a young woman from another building across the street, whose toddler was the same age as ours, and we became fast friends. Even though we lived a half a block away from each other, we talked daily on the phone, often speculating about the tenants that lived in the other building. Side note, our sons, who are now 30, are still best friends. One lovely May evening, I was on the phone with my friend from across the street. It was warm enough to have our windows open and enjoy the night air. Our street was very narrow, and noises bounced around a lot. Suddenly I heard what sounded like a rapid string of firecrackers going off, but louder and deeper. I was standing near the front window of our living room, but didn't see anyone on the street. "Did you just hear gunshots?" my friend asked. I said I had, and we were trying to pinpoint where the noise had originated. She was also looking out her window, but there was no one or any cars outside. My husband came into the room, asking if I'd heard the shots. He started to go for the front door, but I told him not to go outside since we didn't know where it came from. I don't remember, but he probably went anyway. My friend and I hung up, and within a minute, our street was jammed with emergency vehicles. We lived a block from the fire station and about half a mile from a large police station. Our part of the street crossed town lines, so there were two different jurisdictions on the scene. I was peeking out the side window because I'm a scaredy cat and didn't want to be a witness to a shootout. Cops, EMTs, and firemen ran into the building directly across the street. Neighbors from that building started to gather in the front. All the commotion woke up our son, so I had to go to his room for a few minutes to settle him down. When I came back to watch the drama, a different fire truck had pulled up, and a fireman with what looked like the biggest pair of wire cutters ran inside the building. Sometime later, three gurneys were carried down the front steps and loaded into two ambulances. The cops stayed for a while. By now, my husband had been outside talking to neighbors. The cops asked him if he had seen anything, but he said he'd been inside. The next morning, there were a few TV crews in front of the building. We caught the local news, and there was a story about how three young men had been tied to chairs and each shot in the head at close range. The door had been barricaded from the inside, and the perps had escaped through a back window. It made sense that neither my friend nor I had seen any cars. They were parked on another street. The three young victims were roommates from Jamaica. They mostly kept to themselves. One of our friends in the building recounted how he helped get their car out of a snowdrift the previous winter. He said they were nice and very appreciative because they had never dealt with snow before. There was some interest in the case for a few days, but then it faded. No one was ever arrested, or at least it was never made public that there had been any progress in solving this case. I checked a few years ago, and the case was still unsolved. We now live in a rural area and hear gunshots pretty often. Sometimes I wonder what or who the target is.
Wow, that's awful to hear that, you know, it just sort of drops like that. It's, well, we got a lot of violence in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. We're not going to solve this one, or just the resources get allocated somewhere else.
Three murders like that, you would think that it was a high priority to get it solved, and sadly, it was not.
Yeah. Well, especially, I don't imagine that's, it's not like something that would go, well, it's not really a danger to the community, because it's like you just had a triple execution mm-hmm. in a neighborhood where everybody, you know, tons of people are living nearby. It's not just, you know, something that you could explain away like, oh, the victim knew the perpetrator and that's what caused this. That's now triple murderer at large.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's scary.
I would imagine they did know them. Some kind of revenge killing, or somebody, there was some reason that they were they were angry with them. Of course, that's not at all how you should handle that. But yeah, anyone that's cool with just taking out three people at once, they need to be off the street. It's one of those things where we've talked about before where you're just like doing your thing and right across the street in the same timeline, the worst thing ever is happening to someone.
Yeah.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Well, this next one is from Ashley, and it is called, I Might Have Information That Could Solve a Cold Case. Hi both. I have a story about how I have information that may solve a cold case, but I can't tell anyone. I work in mental health and was tasked with a research project that involved a content analysis of historical clinical assessment notes. Now, I'll have to be vague with some details to maintain confidentiality, but one case was of a middle-aged man who was presenting with PTSD-like symptoms after witnessing the death of his friend. He said he, quote, saw the life leave his eyes. He mentioned in the assessment that he was interrogated by police for 24 hours for the murder of this man, but he swore he was innocent. Below the assessment notes is a second note, dated 3 years after the assessment date, stating that the man had passed away and there would be an inquiry into the circumstances around his death. This is where I may need some legal commentary. What I did next was perhaps unethical, but not necessarily illegal where I live and work. I searched online for the public inquiry report, because I'm nosy and I'm not proud of it. I found a news article from a local paper that outlined the case. Basically, it was an inquiry into whether his death was a suicide or accident. It was ultimately ruled an accident. The article went on to summarize his involvement in the murder investigation from several years prior. Here are the facts reported in that article, according to a statement from police. The friend was murdered sometime in the night. Our man arrived at the friend's house the next morning and found his body. He was the one to call emergency services that morning. Clearly, I read a very different account in his clinical assessment notes. After a little Googling, it seems healthcare confidentiality is to be maintained, even after death. In normal circumstances, I can only break confidentiality if someone is in danger. But the crime already happened, so I'm unsure where I stand. This didn't happen in Texas, but if it had, what would be your opinion, Heather? I truly don't think I can say anything, but it feels awful knowing justice will never be served.
Such a rock and a hard place when you're faced with confidentiality, whether as a lawyer or a medical provider. I would have to, so I work in mental health, that, and was working on a research project. I don't work in mental health. Sorry, Ashley, the author of this piece works in mental health. So it depends on what license you hold and the ethical bounds of what you're stuck doing or not doing are going to be dictated by the rules of professional conduct in your industry. If you're not like a licensed clinical social worker, you may have different bounds than somebody that is a medical doctor, psychiatrist, who may have different bounds than someone is a PhD versus, you know, like I said, attorneys have our own set of rules. Ours is the same, that unless there's imminent threat of bodily harm, that, you know, someone says, I'm going to go and kill this person today, then you can call the police, but you can't really break confidentiality outside of that. And the same goes with someone that goes, anyway, lawyer, I also killed somebody 5 years ago. I can't go, well, I could really solve that cold case. So, yeah, you'd have to check with your the rules of professional conduct for your specific industry. Also, it's his medical confidentiality from a practical, non-legal perspective. You know, who have you harmed? Because the patient's now passed away. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's what I was going to say. I was, because we talked about this recently, I think it was on a True Crime Headlines, about Robert Durst and how his conviction was vacated because he died. Mm-hmm. So what would even, other than closure possibly for the family of the man that was murdered, mm-hmm. nothing is going, I mean, one, this the guy who witnessed the murder or perhaps was involved is dead now, mm-hmm. but also, like, no charges are going to be pressed. So wouldn't the only thing really be that closure for the family or information?
Yeah, agreed. And it's, you know, you ask yourself, who was harmed and who is going to pursue me for that harm? And the answer is the person that's harmed has now passed away. Mm-hmm. Maybe his, you know, heirs and assigns would try. But again, what's the harm? And then the.
Well, I mean, if you weren't involved, yes. even if I was dead, I wouldn't want my name being besmirched and all of a sudden I'm now accused of being a murderer.
For something that you thought you were speaking in the bounds of a confidential, mm-hmm. You know, counselor-patient relationship, I would ask myself, do you think that the police don't have that?
That's true.
They may have already looked at him as a suspect and decided that he wasn't the one that did it. If you're very concerned, there's probably a cold case unit where that happened. Call and say, I don't have the ability to give you any information, but I'd, you know, maybe be vague and just, mm-hmm. and the cops may say, yeah, we looked at the roommate, you know, we looked at the friend and it wasn't him and whatever. But that way you're not really breaking confidentiality. You could just say, hey, I wanted to know what the suspects were in this case. I might have some information, but I can't give it to you for various and sundry reasons. But
might make you feel better, too. Like you haven't done nothing if that's eaten at you.
Yeah, that's a rock and a hard place, mm-hmm. though, to be in whenever you work with. I would also look into whatever your specific role is, what duty you have to, because that information wasn't given to you, but if you did read it, then that may impute a patient relationship on you. But I would just look into all that. We have, for the state bar, you have like an ethics hotline where it's like you don't get in trouble, call us and ask us anything. And you can just call up and say, this is the situation, this is what I'm thinking of doing. And they have an attorney will answer and give you an opinion. So they may have an ethics hotline in your industry and say, the person is dead, so tell me, you know, by passing just the idea of the information onto the police, would that break confidentiality? Of saying, like, hey, police officer, I'm not going to tell you I read this exact thing, but saying, if you look into all suspects, make sure you also ask for, and then the specific report you read, and then you've been sort of vague. But I would ask an ethics hotline for sure.
That's a good idea. Yeah, so, or your supervisor. I mean, mm-hmm. I always try and go up the old chain of command to whoever the highest is, unless you're the highest. And then you look around and you're like, what do I do?
Ruh-roh. But yeah, well, I hope that helps. And mm-hmm. that is such a feeling when you're burdened with information and nowhere to
right?
put it.
Yes. Well, thank you, Ashley. And now, Heather, what have you got for us?
Okay. It's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not.
The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
All right. Well, the first one is from Robin, and the subject line is Stray Bullet Nearly Got Us. This took place in your two's backyard, Deep Ellum, just a couple of weeks ago. My 31-week pregnant daughter and I were on our way to Arkansas for a baby shower with her college friends. She had called a friend of hers in Dallas to meet us for lunch if he could. We went to a place that we've actually have eaten at before, a little neighborhood burger place. We ended up sitting out on the deck as it was a warm, sunny day. We were just finishing eating and we were about to get up when we heard pop, 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 pop. Within about a millisecond, can't describe exactly, but a swish and a poof of something white went right between us. Another second later, someone yelled, "That's a gun!" My daughter and I looked at each other like, "What the fuck?" And then someone yelled, "Run!" We both bent down and went running for the door of the restaurant and flew inside. Everyone was on the floor. Of course, my daughter was extremely upset. I was trying to remain calm. One of the employees was just standing there, and I yelled, "Lock the doors!" The employee said something like, "We need a key," to which I replied, "Find the damn key!" Thank goodness there was a really nice man who called the police and pretty much kept everybody calm. As it turns out, less than a half a block away, an unhoused man shot another unhoused man and killed him. The stray bullet that went between us ended up apparently hitting the side of the restaurant and had come to rest right behind my chair. Thank goodness my daughter's friend could not meet us, because if he had, he would have been sitting in the chair where the bullet went through. From the reports I've been reading, they still have not caught the shooter, but they know who he is. Apparently, someone did see it happen and tried to follow the shooter but lost him. Needless to say, it was the most terrifying event either of us had ever been through, much less with her being very pregnant. We definitely had a guardian angel watching out for us after that day. When it felt safe, I went back outside, gathered our purses, phones, etc., and we got the heck out of Dallas like a bolt of lightning. We were way down the road, and I told my daughter, "I have no idea where we are." I'm sure we were both in some amount of shock. Way too close for comfort.
I've been sitting here trying to think. What could this have been?
What neighborhood burger shop
I have,
is this?
I've got two, but I'm not going to put them on blast in case they don't want to know. But I got two in my head that it could have been. That's terrifying. And people forget, or maybe they just don't care, but bullets have to land somewhere. Mm-hmm. The time that this was like at the beginning of quarantine, I was in our kitchen. It was about 11 o'clock at night. I hear a boom, boom, which sounds like it was in our garage. I said, "What the fuck was that?" Tommy was in our bedroom, which is across the house, with headphones on, playing a video game. And it was so loud that he heard it and came into the kitchen. And mm-hmm. he was like, "What was that?" And I said, "I have no idea." Cut to the next day, I'm coming back from taking Ella home from school, and I pull into the driveway, and I see in our garage door two bullet holes.
Mm-mm.
And I then noticed at the top of the garage, the ceiling of the garage had been damaged. Mm. And then I see that there is a hole on the wall from our garage that leads into our kitchen. And I traced that hole, and the bullet was lodged in behind the cabinet in our laundry room. You could see that it had almost come out, like the plaster mm-hmm. was like splintered, but you couldn't get the bullet. So that happened. Someone just randomly was shooting, and those bullets almost could have easily come through our house. And I mean, I was in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Which is right by the laundry room. Had I been doing laundry, I mean, luckily it didn't come all the way through. Had I been in the garage, which I forgot I had been 5 minutes before, I was getting something out of the garage. But that's fucking crazy that I could have just been in my garage doing nothing and died.
Yeah. Or if they, the people shooting had just so happened to be like 10 feet closer or five feet closer. And then that gives the trajectory of the bullet to go through while you're in the laundry room. It's such a domino effect with stuff like that. Like you said, what goes up must come down. That's what drives me bananas during 4th of July, New Year's Eve, whatever.
Oh, God.
People set off your fireworks, whatever. That's irritating. Please don't burn anything down. But people just straight up shoot their guns in the air like Yosemite Sam. And I'm like, that's got to go somewhere.
Where do you think that's landing, idiots? It just doesn't keep going up and rest in a cloud.
No, it's not like the balloon that you set free that floats away.
Also,
no,
don't do that because it falls into rivers and oceans and kills our sea life.
Yeah, don't do that. But it does make you think, like, man, if our friend had been there, if the friend had been there, he would have hopefully lived.
Door moment.
But, yeah, moments like that. Yeah. Well, thank you, Robin. Sorry your time in Deep Ellum was not
pleasant. And especially pregnant, one,
weeks,
to move that fast when you're 31 weeks pregnant, bless you, and then have to get on the ground, plus you're hormonal, and then you're just like, you're not just worried about something happening to you, but the baby. I mean, I'm glad
also the stress levels.
Yeah, right? I'm glad no one was, well, somebody was hurt. They were killed. I'm glad that you, Robin, and your daughter weren't hurt, but I don't know. This would have been a couple months ago now, so hopefully they've caught the guy by this point.
Hope so. The next one is from Michelle, and the subject line is Grandpa watches over and friend steps in to help. Hi, my name is Michelle. I was 12 when I visited with my grandfather one afternoon, and on the way home, I fell asleep and dreamt that someone I knew died and woke up crying but never knew who the person was. Later that night, my grandfather, who I had visited that day, had a massive heart attack and died in the middle of a conversation with my grandmother on the couch in their home. After a month of his passing, I started waking up in the middle of the night to find a young man smiling at me. He would be leaned over directly in my face, so of course I would scream at the top of my lungs and throw my hands in the air, and my parents would come running in only to tell me I was dreaming. Parents just don't understand. Well, after moving out with my fiancé, now husband of 24 years, this August 2021, this young, smiling man decided to follow me to every place we ever moved to. I got used to it and figured it was just my grandfather keeping watch over me. In 2010, we had to move in with my parents due to life, which clearly sucks at times, who are now living in my grandfather's house, and I stopped seeing the young man. But wait, it gets much better. I started seeing a little boy and a large dark figure with no face. I woke up one night to find the little boy watching over my husband and I. He turned and shushed me and then disappeared. I was in the kitchen one day with my husband and son laughing hysterically and saw the little boy run out of the living room and down the hall and burst into tears, with my husband and son wondering what the fuck. Months later, while looking through an old photo album of my dad's, I came across the little boy. It was a picture of my grandfather as a child. So at least now I know who he was. In 2013, we lost a very close friend of ours, Jonathan. He was young and full of life and made us all laugh. About a week after his funeral, I woke up one night to find the large dark figure standing over me. And out of the closet, from behind the figure, was Jonathan in his Halloween YMCA biker costume. He stepped forward and wrapped his arm around the dark figure and looked at me and said, "I'll take care of this. You'll never have to worry about him again," and disappeared into the closet. And that was the last time I've seen anything. We moved out and bought a house soon after this, and I've never seen my grandfather again. We bought my husband's childhood home, and now we see my husband's father, who passed away. But he's usually just dancing in the kitchen or chasing our cat and dog, who love it.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
What's this dark figure?
Thank you, Jonathan, for taking care of the dark figure. But it's, yeah, the dark figure had been around for a while.
It's interesting that the grandfather, if it was the grandfather that would be in her face when she woke up, I mean, that's kind of, even if it's a loved one, if I open my eyes and they're, I need some space.
Just a little bit of space.
Yeah, I need
some
personal space.
A little bit of room.
This, on a lighter note, I feel like I can relate to how she woke up and just started flailing her arms. Because on the way back from Austin, I fell asleep.
Uh-oh.
Leanne was in the back seat. Tommy was driving. I'm asleep. Out of nowhere, I just hear Tommy. He had like turned around to talk to Leanne, so his face was kind of closer to my head. And he goes, am I dropping you off at Heather's? And it was like, I just
that woke
go,
you up?
I go, wah! And I woke up and like started flailing my arms. And I go, you scared the shit out of me. And he goes, I'm sorry. Like, I was like, I was surprised neither one of them were just dying laughing. But they may have been like, we can't laugh. She really was scared. It was just like, you're totally asleep. And then someone just talks really loud. Even if you're not asleep and that happens and your guard is just kind of down. Like when you'd be in class and it'd be dead silent and people are just like taking a test. And then someone from the back is like, my pencil broke. And you're like, God damn it. Everyone just dies.
Yeah. I told you the alarm went off the other day and I was like dead asleep. I'd woken up at 6 a.m. to let the dogs out. I don't know. They woke me up and then went back to sleep and was dead asleep. And it was like it wasn't like the alarm, like somebody broke in. It was just like the battery died or whatever. But I was like, it's happening. I was like, and then you try to go back to sleep and your heart's like, bonk, bonk, bonk. I mean, you're not going back to sleep after that. I mean, I did. I had taken a melatonin gummy.
You're out.
Yeah, so I was like, I can go back to sleep. But I know that feeling, though, where you're so asleep, and especially to have something above your face.
I don't like that.
I watched this horror film, which I will recommend to everybody, called The Night House. And there's a lot of, I mean, it's a scary movie, so I'm not like ruining anything. But there's the different scares like that that then, of course, I did not sleep the next that
scares,
night.
Jump scares, yeah.
But that type of, you know, when you're asleep or disruption of silence, it's effective. It's effective from a scary movie perspective. Grandpa, I would say, like you said, back up a little bit. Love you. Glad to have you. Thank you for
just
watching
back it
over
up
me.
A bit, yeah.
Just like 6, 8, 10 inches, a little bit more. But yeah, that's, I love that idea of you have somebody that's, like we said with the older adults, your brother, your mom, somebody's coming to like shepherd you. That Jonathan was a kind and caring friend that was somehow in the spiritual realm awakened to the fact that somebody needed to come get this. And he was like, first of all, living my best life in my YMCA biker costume. And second of all, I got you.
Yeah.
Let me take care of it.
They say that ghosts present the way they want to be remembered. And what better way to be remembered than in a YMCA biker costume? Make it a party even in the afterlife, you know?
Forever. Well, thank you, Michelle. And our last one today is from Stacy. And the subject line is extraterrestrial facial.
Also a sci-fi porn.
It's on Cinemax at 1 a.m.
Yep.
I was just getting a skin treatment and had a strange experience you all may appreciate. My esthetician is a sweet, gentle woman, maybe in her 60s or 70s. She gives this amazing peppermint scalp massage at the end, and I was eager to relax as the skin treatment was an uncomfortable one. She begins the massage and out of nowhere asks, "Do you believe in aliens?" I was taken aback, but obviously responded yes, meaning I believe they exist somewhere, because if it's good enough for an astrophysicist, it's good enough for me. As casually as she would recommend a skincare product, she went on to tell me how she has been researching them. She tells me that aliens are all around and are sometimes gray people, sometimes a giant praying mantis, and sometimes lizards. Apparently, their offspring are dying in their teens, so they're abducting humans to harvest their eggs and sperm to make an alien-human hybrid. She said that abductions start when we're kids so they can study our emotions because they no longer have any. She even suggested that they are watching how I interact with my son so they can learn to nurture their young. They are of no threat to us and just want to help their species and save humans from destroying ourselves. Then, without missing a beat, she says, "Okay, let's schedule your next appointment." As if the conversation never happened. What the fuck just happened? Anyway, love you, ladies. Thanks again for all the laughs. I look forward to seeing you in Denver again. So, anyway, I think it's going to rain on Tuesday. You got to leave. Let's just...
You're trapped because you're like... What is happening? But also, damn, this scalp massage feels good. I love getting my head rubbed. And if you just had like an uncomfortable skin treatment, you've been looking forward to that the whole time. It's like a little cherry on top.
You got peppermint oil.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, God, how can I relax when knowing that aliens are watching how I interact with my son? I would also argue that if in her research she has discovered that they are harvesting our eggs and sperm to make an alien-human hybrid, then there's of some harm to us. Like, so I don't want to be abducted and have those things taken from me.
Jerked off. Take you in the
jerked
spaceship.
Off is different than eggs harvested. That's a very internal thing you got to do.
That is a more involved process. But the abduction of kids, that would explain one of our previous Freaky Friday stories where the woman was 5 years old and asleep and the gray alien was in the window mm-hmm. and scared her and then decided to leave. I think they at least knew the emotion enough that she was scared and they didn't want to take her.
Maybe. But they said they don't have emotions. So yeah.
they're trying to study ours. So they see her screaming. They're like, what?
Like a sociopath.
What is this reaction?
They don't know how to act. So they just act how others act in situations.
They're just mirroring, which is awful because if you scream at the alien, they scream at
you.
Yeah.
It's an awful cycle. So I guess what we've learned is if you see an alien, be real nice because then they'll be real nice back to you.
Yes, definitely.
But also say, you know what? I'd like to not have my stuff messed with.
Please don't scoop anything from
anybody. I don't want to be anyone's mother unless I've consented to that. Unless you're interested in being a mom to a half alien.
An alien-human hybrid. Mm-hmm. Sign up. I appreciate their attempt to save us from destroying ourselves. That's helpful.
Yeah.
And nice.
Yeah.
We all love to live.
I don't want to criticize the aliens, but do a better job. Because we're not killing it out here right now with not
trucking
destroying ourselves.
Toward the finish line out here. Well, what a story. That's,
man,
you know what?
Do you go back? Do
yeah,
you ever 100%. Make another point? You do? Okay.
Yeah, I'd have to.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be great. And be like, so what new research have you?
Yeah, that's true. I personally would have been like into it. Like, mm-hmm. You got time for another treatment real quick? Because I'd like to continue this conversation.
Add it on. I need more info. So I would go back. If you go back and get more info,
please let us know. We definitely need to know. Also, I guess she's in Denver. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, if this was in Dallas, DM me that spot. Yeah,
DM me the info.
I'm
going to
make an appointment.
What if it's like on Seinfeld, though, where they the cult of ducks, Mr. Kruger, but not George, like you go to get a scalp massage and you're like, do you believe in aliens? The woman's like, no.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I know she does. She's hiding it from me.
Yeah. You're not cool enough.
You have to be chosen.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you all so much. These were very interesting, thought-provoking, funny, sad, all of the above. So
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sending them in. If you have an odd but true story, maybe you've encountered Bigfoot, you've seen a UFO, you had a brush with true crime, or you felt the presence of an otherworldly being, send them in at sinisterhood.com/freakyfriday. We love providing Sinisterhood to you at no cost, so if you like what you hear, consider supporting the show by donating to our Patreon. We're a small operation, creating the show for you by researching, writing, recording, and producing it ourselves. Any amount is sincerely appreciated and helps offset the cost of making and hosting the show.
As a thank you, you'll also get some sweet perks like ad-free episodes, a Sinisterhood sticker, membership to our exclusive Patreon Facebook group for those in the Ruling the Airwaves and Getting Into It tier, special shout-out on the show, monthly bonus mini-sode, and patron-exclusive video and audio content including Am I the Asshole, Relationship Advice, Judge Christie, Dear Sinister, Wedded Drama, True Crime Headlines, and so much more.
You also have the fun perk of access to our Discord server, where you can connect with other fans in real time and discuss the latest in true crime, share personal ghost stories, or just post adorable pictures of your pets. We also hop on occasionally, and we host monthly Q&As and live streams of some of our Patreon bonus content that the Getting Into It tier members can vote on. We host those monthly, and you can ask us all your burning questions. Last night's, you guys.
The April Q&A happened to be on April 20th. And it was a time. We took a poll and things descended into madness. 2 hours and we got kicked off the platform and had to restart the session.
It was wild.
But even if you weren't there live, the archive video version and audio version are available on Patreon for you to listen and just rewind and hear when Christy tells me that she has a crimping iron and I said it was righteous.
I haven't laughed that hard for that part and several other parts in a long time. It was
a great time.
It was a time. It was.
I fell out of my chair.
Yeah, you did.
Just my pants are slick. I was wearing slick pants. It was a good time.
Yeah, I was having a lot of issues with wiping my glasses.
Yeah, there was a mishap with you're using the wrong material.
I was.
For
yeah, Tommy had to help me. It was.
Whoopsie.
It was a time. But yeah, go and watch and listen. And it is. It's there forever. It was recorded. Yeah.
So. No take backs.
No take backs. Yeah.
For our patrons not in the U.S., you have the option of paying pounds or euros, saving you the cost of the conversion fee. Annual memberships for all tiers are also now available, and those that select this option will be rewarded with a free month of membership.
For more details on all of this and specific member tiers, visit sinisterhood.com and click Patreon on the top banner.
And so many of you have been tagging us in pictures of you sporting your sweet Sinisterhood merch. Keep those pictures coming. And if you want to get some cool Sinisterhood swag like t-shirts, mugs, totes, and even clothes for your kiddos, visit sinisterhood.com and click on shop in the top banner.
The best thing you can do to help us grow is like, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please tell a friend who you think would like us to check us out. It means so much to us and really helps podcasts like us get more exposure.
You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Sinisterhood Pod and like us on Facebook at Sinisterhood. You can also follow us on TikTok and YouTube. Christy, where are you at on the computer?
I am on Instagram at Christy M. Wallace, and I am on TikTok and Twitter at Christy or GTFO. Heather?
I am on Twitter at MCK versus the world, and I'm on TikTok and Instagram at Heather versus the world.
As always, the devil rules the airwaves.
Keep it creepy.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.